Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Anthony Adams, alongside my beautiful and ravishing and stunning co-host, Miss Lindsay Petrone. So, Lindsay, I heard you were kicking it with LeBron James.
Not exactly.
No?
No, actually, it was his former Miami Heat teammate,
okay.
Dwayne Wade, Chicago native, and Dwayne actually teamed up with Brandon Marshall to host a youth sports academy in New Lenox, Illinois. There were basketball players, football players, cheerleaders, all doing drills at this camp, and it actually was more than just drills. It was a Q&A session, and they had a chance to meet the pro athlete hosts. Check it out.
Do you guys believe?
Yes.
Look over there. You see how big they are?
Yes.
You see how big they are?
Yes.
Does it matter?
No.
Does it matter?
No.
Do you believe?
Yes.
All right, come on.
What's it like to be involved yet again, serving as a role model for these young kids? What do you want to see them take away from an event like this?
Well, I think everyone knows now what we're trying to do. You know, we're basically just trying to use the platform that we have and be responsible with it. We have an opportunity to set an example for the kids. And, you know, for so long, I know I was one of the guys who was going down the wrong road. And, you know, now that I got it, I just want to share that with, you know, not only the kids, but also the parents and communities.
I want you guys to run straight, get in the end zone, then cross. Meet right in the middle, and you throw it up to them. Whoever gets it. All right, just throw it up to him. Jump ball. All right? You're Alshon Jeffrey. You're Brandon Marshall. All right?
All right?
All right? Come on, Jay Cutler. Come on. Come on. Score on three. Score on three. Come on.
What are some of the really interesting questions you've gotten from some of these kids?
Nothing too hard yet, but the coolest one was, do you know Jay Cutler? Do you know Matt Forte? We get those questions every single camp that we do, so that's pretty fun. But there's times where you get some tough questions, and you have to be transparent and answer them. Go!
After the drills, Marshall headed inside for a skills challenge with Dwayne Wade. Who do you think had more fun out there, you or the kids?
I think Dwayne and I had more fun on the skills challenge.
Wade made an impressive one-handed grab on a pass thrown from Marshall, and the Miami Heat guard posted the video clip on his Instagram.
He may have the best hands in the league if he come over right now, all right? He got a career in it. See what he did? He just showed me up one hand. First, the first ball was low. That's a hard catch. And then the second one was behind him in one hand.
I got lucky.
D-Wade, he won. So the skills challenge went to D-Wade. I think he just solidified his position when he caught the one hand. You know, I thought it was a bad ball. And I was like, yes, at least we get it. Get a chance to run it back, but this guy puts his big palm back there and catches this thing, and then the kids just swarms him.
So, Lindsay, a little birdie came and tweeted, tweet, tweet, tweet. He said, hey, Anthony, I hear that D. Wade was trying to recruit B. Marsh because LeBron isn't there. Is there truth behind my little Tweety Bird? Is it truth?
There is zero truth, but I will say, Dwayne Wade was firing off some passes to B. Marsh. So,
yeah.
I mean, hey, backup quarterback potentially? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
he was firing off some of those throws.
That's not going to happen.
But all the kids were so pumped
yeah.
to see these athletes, and it was just a great event.